Hi, Douglas.
Hi, Julie. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I stole your line there.
I know. Well, you always actually ask me first, so it's fine. It works.
It's our line. Yeah. It's all of our listeners' line. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm good.
Chill. I'm on holiday now.
Yeah. I had one class only this week, so it was nice and easy.
Boom. Yeah, very easy. So this week we're doing a special episode.
We are
inviting a special guest with us tonight to talk about the BBK or BBK music festival.
Yeah.
That happens every year in July. From this year, it's the 11th to the 13th.
Right.
Up on Monte Araith.
Nice.
Yeah.
Sounding good.
Yeah.
It's very big. It's one of the biggest festivals, music festivals in Bilbao, if not the biggest.
The biggest, probably, yeah. Yes. Yes.
Definitely got big names.
Yes. So we wanted to do an episode that would kind of guide people, maybe how to prepare for it, how to get there, what you should expect.
Yes.
That kind of thing.
Yes. Because if you don't, there might be many crimes all over the place.
Yeah. You might feel like you're getting robbed left and right.
How to avoid many crimes.
Yeah.
Of the rudeness kind, of the, oh my gosh, I got nothing to eat kind.
Yes, those are really important.
Yeah.
And we have a guest with us tonight, Tom. Tom's going to join us tonight.
Hello. Hi, I'm Tom. I have lived in Bilbao for many years. I have also been to BBK.
Yep.
Not me, though.
As have I, yeah.
Not me, so...
Douglas is the virgin. Has not been...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but mine's easy. I've never been to any music festival, so I've got nothing against BBK itself.
The bank?
Yeah. I'm not boycotting them because
of the banking practices.
They have terrible service, I tell you that.
Their mortgages are out of control.
Yeah. You can say that about any bank right now.
Welcome, Tom.
Yeah,
Thank you. Cheers. We're drinking our beers and gin and tonic
in case of Julie.
Yeah, I went with gin tonight.
Yeah.
It's like, still the summer vibes.
I know. We're not going to edit this, but like, can I just go back there? I said that I've been there once. I have been there before. If I say that I've been there many times, which I have, it makes me sound more qualified.
Oh.
So I'd just like to, you know, for anyone listening.
Just to clarify, that's fine.
I have been there
actually
more
there,
than once.
Multiple times.
I've still never been there.
I can't remember the first year I went.
Incredibly.
I remember when I first moved here, friends of mine were going, and I didn't really even know much about it, but Pearl Jam was playing.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, was Pearl Jam.
1992.
No, it was late in the game.
By the
it was
time
like,
they get here.
I mean, I've been living here since 2004, so it was like 2000 and maybe 8 or 9 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure. It was a while ago. But Pearl Jam.
I mean, I remember.
And I'd probably, today, I'd be like, yeah, I'd go see Pearl Jam if they're going to play all those hits that I loved in 1992. Showing my age, but that's fine. I would too.
I think the first time I went there was 2016, or maybe 2017.
2010, apparently.
2010.
You went there.
No, I didn't go.
2010. Oh, you
didn't?
I didn't
go. I just heard Pearl Jam was playing.
Sorry.
So I did not see Pearl Jam.
See, I misunderstood that as well. And you were saying?
I went there in 2017. And I saw some bands. They were really good.
I've seen a lot of great bands.
Mm-hmm.
You would never think you'd be able to see in your life, seen at BBK Live.
I hear good things. I've just never been a kind of live music person in general. I mean, I've been to like more theatery things and like a band playing, but I've never been to like an outdoor festival-y thing.
I'll have to say this is my first one. No, wait, that's not true. I went to one in the States. I saw David Bowie.
Oh, okay.
In the Gorge.
Okay.
And Busta Rhymes.
Where's the Gorge?
Imagine.
Where's the Gorge?
Washington State.
Okay.
Oh. Seattle?
Imagine, you know, David Bowie and Busta Rhymes at the same festival.
I didn't realize.
In a gorge. Yes, it was in a gorgeous, gorgeous place.
Is it Seattle?
That's good.
Near Seattle. It's outside of Seattle. It's like,
right.
Yeah, outside of Seattle.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, other than that, I don't. I've never been to really festivals. Well, no, that's not true. When I lived in Alaska, we went to the Talkeetna Bluegrass Festival.
Memories.
All right.
And that was a lot of like bluegrass type stuff. No big names.
Nobody no was, crimes witnessed. No,
yeah, many.
Oh, tampons.
And it
just
was
keeping
like,
us on topic.
That, yeah, there was bikers were in charge of security.
A classic.
So they wore t-shirts that said Karma Control.
Mm-hmm.
That's already.
And I did have to get them to help me because this man kept following me around, telling me he wanted to have my babies.
Okay.
I was like, oh no, or I was going to have his babies. I guess is more appropriate. So I had to get the Karma Control involved.
Oh, nice.
To get this guy off my back.
Oh my gosh.
He would not leave me alone.
Intense.
It was intense.
Karma Control worked.
It did work. They were very efficient.
Mm-hmm. Good. I feel like I've heard a story about the Rolling Stones using bikers, using Hell's Angels as security.
They did, classic. And it went horribly wrong.
Yeah, that's what horribly, I was imagining.
Somebody died.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
There's a somebody few of those died. Stories. Okay. Yeah, bad organization.
At that concert.
It takes a lot.
And they had to get helicoptered out, I think. Like, okay. It was such a disaster.
There's a few of those
having
terrible
the Hell's
stories.
Angels be the. Okay. But the Karma Control was pretty good.
Good.
I mean, everything was pretty chill. So it worked out well in Alaska.
Okay.
It sounds like it's also kind of a scale thing, right? Like Alaska doesn't sound like you get an extra 5,000 people randomly. People know how many people will be there. It's easier to kind of control. There's more space, I'm imagining.
There was a lot of people there because they were probably coming from all over Alaska.
Right.
But yeah, it wasn't like hundreds of thousands of people or anything like that.
So. Okay.
Was it like a camp situation? You guys camped
it
out
was,
a music festival?
No, it was like...
You just turn up for
I mean,
the
I'm
day.
Sure you could have. Mm-hmm. We just didn't.
Right. I think you can here as well, right?
Perhaps
there's
we slept in the car. I don't remember. I was a long time ago. Mm-hmm. So we may have slept in the car.
There is a...
that night.
Is there a designated camping area for Bibi Kalais?
There is. We'll get to that.
We'll definitely get to that.
Cool.
Let's stick to Baby Cut Life.
Okay,
there's
yeah,
some memories.
Sure.
But what have you been to other favorite like big festivals?
I've been to a festival. Yeah, I've been to so, I guess like as a teenager, I'd go to things like Glastonbury, the Reading Festival. I'd go to things like Tea in the Park or Creamfields, things like that. Mm. And so if I break that down, some of them are like more. Traditional hippie-ish bandy type festivals, and then Creamfields might be more of an electronic music thing.
Very fun.
No sleep.
No sleep.
No sleep.
And Glastonbury, when was that?
Okay. My first Glastonbury was 1994, I think.
That's a classic 94, music 95. Festival if there ever was one.
Yeah, cider. Cider's good.
Cider was
your drinking
good.
Cider.
I would drink whatever I could get.
So,
but
so sudden
I get
flashback.
Your choices.
Just the word cider. I suddenly thought, okay, so I was there. It was like trip hop was like a thing, and it was new.
1995.
Trip hop was a thing.
I remember enjoying that. Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds right.
Yeah, it's a while ago.
That's good. Who did you see?
I saw Tricky. I saw Portishead.
Oh.
I saw Pulp.
Mm.
And some other people.
I recognize those names.
There's always others.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's a big festival. There's lots to do.
Yeah, lots to see.
Lots to do.
All right. Let's... So, shall we get into it then?
Yeah, let's
go. All right.
Let's go up the mountain. In case you didn't know, it's on a mountain.
Yep. Overlooking the city.
I know that much.
We can see the mountain from here, right?
Yes, from Douglas's house, we can see it.
Yeah, I always see the lights when the festival's up.
Can you hear it as well?
Yeah, like there's the bass far away, I guess. Like if my music is on and my windows are closed, maybe I don't think I really notice it at all.
Mm.
But then if I put everything off, I can hear the bass.
I feel like you can hear it all throughout the valley.
Yeah.
Like I can hear it from my house too.
I feel like my first year here, I can remember hearing Depeche Mode. Like, I know it was Depeche Mode because I was like, oh, hang on, I know Depeche that song. Yeah. I know that. What's that song? I
That's cute. That's
but it was
cute.
Just like, it was just filling Bilbao.
Mm. Yeah, because, I mean, it's up on the mountain, so it's just reverberating through the whole valley.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, in summer, you know, it's fiesta time in the Basque Country. So every pueblo, every little village and neighborhood.
And neighborhoods, yeah.
Has. So I don't necessarily know when it's not Bebecai, right? Because I'm just used to some bass in the distance sometimes and some fireworks in the evening.
Yeah.
And then, of course, here, because I can actually see the mountain, at some point I'll look out and I'll see lights. And I'm like, oh, no, it's Bebecai. Okay, okay. Mm-hmm. And then you guys usually go, so I know.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm so bad at times, you know. I totally missed gay pride. I had no plans. I had no idea when it is. And then Bilbao was great, and there's two gay prides, you know. There's the proper one, and there's a commercial one, and everybody boycotts each other. It's just perfect. It's, you know, that's why I came to live here. Lots of politics.
Yes. That's something you can never escape, is all the politics.
And just to say, I never know when anything's happening, but from time to time, I know where the lights are coming from, Bebecai.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I'm playing the guy who just has never been there. And let's say I'm coming by plane. What do I do? I'm arriving in Bilbao.
Arriving at the airport.
It's a beautiful, cute little airport.
Adorable.
It is.
Adorable.
Designed by Calatrava.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's it got.
Who also designed the white bridge, right?
Yeah, Zubizurri.
Yeah.
In Bilbao. Mm-hmm. He's he in America and U.S. He's more famous for designing the memorials / church / train station next to 9/11 monument. It's like a beautiful kind of entrance. Looks like a church. I don't know if they've got an element.
I haven't seen it. I haven't been to New York.
White and it was open after I went there, so I never saw it either. But I think it's the most famous thing he has in the U.S. is the crazy white. It looks like a fish, like.
He likes white.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I think he's from Valencia, and it really shows.
What does that mean?
Yeah. What does that mean? It shows.
It's a very Mediterranean architecture, and he's criticized for building something in Bilbao where he didn't realize it's not.
The
Mediterranean bridge.
Yeah.
No, everything he builds, like the it's not appropriate for nowhere Valencia.
Okay. It's a nice bridge, but I wouldn't recommend anybody goes on it after a drink or anything.
It feels a bit wobbly,
it had the glass flooring, and it rains here so much people are sliding all over the place, and you can just slide off the bridge into the river. So they had to put like this ugly
mat
down so that people didn't die on the bridge.
Inappropriate for the Basque Country.
Well, because
it rains here.
But it's because the architect, I'm sorry, I have very little compassion for him, because you have to build something useful for the context, and he just is the classic starchitect. I don't know if you've heard
he's an
that
artist.
Architect, and so the thing was, Bilbao wanted to change the surface, but he took Bilbao to court to force them to leave his work of art untouched.
No, that was about the wheelchair access.
No, that was about the extension, but it was also about the surface. He didn't permit you to change the surface or to make a connection with the next door,
so that you could have wheelchair access.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So he, I mean, the thing is, you do have wheelchair access, but it's to connect to another part with stairs next. It's a complicated. You have to see the bridge.
I've seen it. I've been on it.
But they do have the long area for wheelchair access. It's just that, you know, as long as you
connect
don't
the other
slip.
Yeah, the other part. They wanted to make an extension over to those stairs.
Which they've done. They've added it.
But they had to get like a lot. That's when he sued the city, I think.
But I think he didn't let them change the surface either. But they wanted to change the surface first, years before that extension. But my anger is greater because, you know, the same issues happened in the airport, where all the reception area for people to wait for people was outside.
Okay.
And there was nowhere to close it. It was just like an open to the air in Bilbao in winter is not a good idea. 4 or 5 degrees. And so Bilbao had to build, or whoever, you know, they had to build, Biscaya had to build like a glass doors to for people not to freeze waiting for their, you know, whereas I'm sure in Valencia it would have worked the whole year if you don't have a kind of closed out area where the people who are waiting for the travelers to arrive.
Maybe you should do a story on this guy.
Yeah.
And all these Bilbao fails.
Yeah. I think these are his only two pieces. And
yeah, but it might be interesting. Fails. You're going to his... his vision,
but
his architect.
But I know he's got problems in Venice with his work. He's got problems in New York with his work. So I know.
There you go. There's a whole story.
Sounds like a bomb.
But he's not Bilbaino. Yeah. I mean, he's committed crimes in the Basque Country.
Exactly. That's the point.
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I've heard the festival from that bridge. I'm pretty sure I've been on that bridge and I've heard the sounds.
True, maybe.
Of Depeche Mode, like coming down the Nervion towards
down
me.
True. That's way closer.
Look at Tom getting us back on track.
Yes, incredible.
Way to go, Tom.
Incredible.
All right, so from the airport.
So,
beautiful airport.
It is a nice one.
It's been fixed, so now that the guests can wait for people inside, it's not freezing.
For sure. It's pretty easy to get into Bilbao from the airport, right?
Yep.
Public bus.
There's a public city bus. Yep.
Or
is the bus
taxi
on the far
right? We don't have metro.
Right?
They keep fighting for metro out there.
You leave. There's one level, like on the far right.
It's a very small
bus.
It's super
small. Buy the ticket. It gets you into town immediately.
Yeah.
Like
you can take 15 minutes if you want. But
yeah.
There's no need.
No, there's no need. The bus is gonna come. I think it finishes at 12 p.m. or something. So
yeah. So I mean, I guess
there is a limit.
Really late.
Then after that, you can look for somebody to share a taxi with.
A taxi will run you like maybe €20
for most places
to
in
get
town.
Into the center.
So this bus then. Okay, I mean the bus is perfect. The bus is cheap. Couple of euros gets you straight into town.
Yeah,
it drops you off at the Intermodal. Is it called Intermodal?
Yep,
which is
the bus station.
Which is the bus station, which is also very, very close to where you need to be to process your tickets, things like that, and also to take the bus up to the festival.
Yeah.
So
okay, I don't know these details, but sure.
Okay.
So I'm at the bus station.
So I'm gonna say if we're arriving by plane
and like day of, let's say we're arriving
day of.
Mm-hmm.
You got to be up there, get that band at 7 o'clock.
Is that the first band, 7 p.m.?
No, it starts, before that. That's,
yeah.
It's just a random picture.
But the first day, maybe. We didn't check.
No, I'm just on average. Like,
yeah,
you just need to
be
specific about this year.
I think it starts earlier in the afternoon.
Okay.
So maybe
maybe
3 or 4, something like that.
Post-lunch, nice.
I know, but it goes still very late.
So I'm going to recommend you arrive here for lunch. You have a nice proper lunch.
Well, that's what
restaurant.
We were thinking.
Okay, well,
good
this,
point.
Yeah. So
because go ahead.
Okay, I was going to say so the bus gets you into town.
Mm-hmm.
Now, once you're into town, this is like a key stop for like picking up lunch. This is what would be advised, like for like you're in Bilbao. Bilbao has food.
Yeah.
Like, this is one of the big things about Bilbao. There's food. Go find food when you arrive here.
Yeah.
Like, go find, like, a menu del dia. Go and find, like, well, whatever you fancy. Like, have a look on Google. But go and get it before you get on the bus and go up the hill.
Yeah.
Because once you arrive up there, you're at the mercy of...
the vendors.
Like, festival approved vendors who may or may not be to your like
taste
and
budget
or out of your budget
it's kind of pricey, it's kind of bullshit, like
they claim to be very like international type food up there.
Really?
But I've never heard anything good about how they've made international cuisine know on the mountain.
I had a burger up there once.
Ugh,
it was bad.
So, I have never eaten up there. Never.
Okay.
No. I always bring my own food.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. But we'll get into that.
Yeah.
But so let's you could get a menu deal when you arrive. Yeah. Or
I'm going to say make a thing out of it. Actually get a metro into the old town, because you get a metro from...
Sure, right from the bus station.
Bus station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you can come back to that same bus station. It's just mm-hmm. one line. It's like a 4 or 5 stops.
Yep.
And in the old town, you have a few decent, like really nice restaurants, mm-hmm. really nice bars. Or in any
neighborhood, really. I mean, in any neighborhood. True, but you
like,
find...
I'm just thinking like 2 or 3 blocks from the bus station. I can't think of any like there's a fun Chinese place.
There's a good Indian.
Yeah, mm-hmm. there are a couple of definitely recommendable places.
As for like menu del dia, I can't think. But there's that Argentinian place too, if you like barbecue. Mm-hmm.
True, mm-hmm. true. But you know, right, they're the a bit station. Random. Like there's a Korean down that side of town, mm. new one. I mean, but you know, like if you have never been to Bilbao,
yeah.
then it's worth making the trek into Old Town and having a
yeah. something if it's like your first local. Time and you're only yeah, going for yeah. the festival, go check out the city a
yeah,
little bit.
Yeah. yeah, but yeah, if you're from the peninsula, you know, there's mm-hmm. supermarkets if you just want to grab some bread and
yeah,
a
exactly.
piece of cheese,
which is wise as well.
Absolutely.
Go get yourself your own
sandwich. Make a
sandwich,
yeah. Mm-hmm. You can make it mm-hmm. from a supermarket.
Or bars are kind of expecting people to be also, wanting yeah. their bocadillos.
Yeah.
So they will be serving a bunch. They'll have a bunch of bocadillos that you can just buy. Bocadillos
you
want to
explain
just a big,
what a bocadillo is?
It's just a big sandwich.
A big sandwich.
On a big baguette.
Baguette. That's the word I was yeah. looking for.
So it's a sandwich on a baguette, and you can get, you know, yeah, any different kinds. And a lot of bars mm-hmm. will just have... A lot of them.
Yeah. They'll be ready. They'll be waiting
ready
for people to,
yeah.
jump
especially,
off the bus.
Yeah. Around,
grab a sandwich.
Around that area, because that's where they're used to doing that for the football. So they're all used to making these baguettes for takeaway. good, great tips.
Let's imagine that you've just, any of us have just arrived in town and you've got a sandwich at this point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, 30 minutes off of the flight, like straight into town, you got a sandwich, you're ready to go.
Get some beers, maybe.
Beers for sure.
Drinks.
Beers for sure.
Because it's going to be expensive up there.
Are you allowed? You're not allowed to take them.
You can't
beers.
Bring them in, nope.
So okay. you're not allowed to take them in, but what is botellón?
Botellón?
Botellón.
It's when everyone gathers in an area to drink together.
Yes.
Yeah. I feel like it's my favorite
thing. As a
group
of friends.
My favorite thing about this festival is possibly the before the festival.
Mm.
At the entrance to the festival,
yeah.
it seems like...
Everyone's just eating their sandwiches.
Everyone gathers
and
they drink their beer and they have their sandwich.
Like an open-air picnic.
Yeah.
It is.
Yeah.
It's like it's pre-game.
It's like the tailgating of American football.
Yeah.
So I guess if you're not really into the first band, you're still hearing them from outside.
Well, you just want to get up there, right?
Yeah.
So
yeah,
it's like
yeah.
a, you know, it's an effort to get up there.
Right.
It is.
Because
it's a bit of a
so mountain. Once you're up there, you want to like drink your beers, have your sandwich, and then go in at your own pace. Mm.
So
part of the effort is getting up there.
Yes. So then before we get up there,
did we forget something apart from the food and some beers?
Like the pulsera,
the race
band,
debacle. Like, what do we need to do?
Mm, I don't know.
So you can
that.
Go either the day of, like Wednesday to Saturday, you have to go to San Mamés to get your wristband.
And San Mamés.
And San Mamés is right next to the bus station.
Which is a stadium.
Everything is
stadium.
Right next
yeah.
to each other.
That's
okay.
true. It's very
so the
convenient.
Wristband, you can get right there. And on your wristband, you can charge it, so it's like for all of your drinks and everything as
mm-hmm.
well. So when you once you're in the festival, you pay for everything on your wristband. You can charge it as you go and everything,
okay.
but you can put some money on it, and then that's how you buy drinks and everything because they don't it's no cash
okay.
up there.
So what? How much would you generally spend in a one day? Because I think what is it like 4 or 5 days? You said
yeah.
it's 3 days.
So you mm-hmm. the maximum would be 3 days. You can get 1 or 2 days, can't you?
You can buy
yeah.
a 3-day ticket. You can buy.
I know people go up for 1 day only.
Yeah, yeah. So
you can buy
a day ticket.
Mm.
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah.
So how much would you say I should put in, like in
for
credits
a day.
For a day? Yeah, like a typical.
I mean,
day.
I would just start low,
mm.
and then as you go, you charge it because when you go to get any money back, they still charge you like a service fee,
right?
Mm-hmm. To like to get your money back.
So start like 20 quid
start low.
Or
start
30.
Low. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And yeah, so because, like, €30 is great.
Yeah.
And then you're saying if I had €20 on my wristbands,
you could probably get like two Kachis. Kachis are the giant beers.
Right. Okay. Was that a liter? Or like,
I don't even know. Pints? I don't know what a liter is.
Yeah.
I don't think in liters. I think in gallons.
it's probably like a 2 pint.
Which is
beer,
4 liters, like, huh? I know that.
Pints? Do pints work? 2 pints?
It's much bigger than a pint. It's more than 16 ounces. That's what a pint to me is. 16 ounces.
I don't know.
I think in all these American terms still. What would you measure in a liquid ounce? Like, what would be a liquid ounce?
I have no idea, yeah.
Like, would it
be...
Is Coca-Cola a 8 ounces?
So, like, so what is it? 32... No, wait. What's makes a liter? Coca-Cola? 12 ounces.
12 ounces.
A can of Coke is 12 ounces.
12 ounce. Okay.
It's a tiny man.
Right?
Yeah.
It's like a 10 Maybe I'm wrong. Centiliters, 20
centiliters. I know a bottle of beer is 12 ounces. A bottle of beer is usually 12 ounces.
Okay.
I think we always commit crimes in mathematics in our
podcast. Yeah, that's number one. Okay. Do not ask Douglas and I to do
this
any math.
This is one for the editing.
Okay, anyway. Right.
I can't even ask
okay,
a catch
get your bracelet.
Do...
Get your wristband.
Get your bracelet.
Then you can get a shuttle bus.
Can I just rock up there without my bracelet and waltz in and
I don't
just be like...
No, I think so.
I can surely just get my bracelet there.
I think they're hard line, right?
They're,
I'm not sure.
I think...
I've never done it, so I don't know.
So better get...
But I think... I feel like you can. I feel like there's an office you can go to.
Okay.
Up
okay.
there where you can get your
better
bracelet.
Not. Okay. Better not. Try to get it in some moment.
It's best to try to get it below.
I was asking because I feel like I've always been told... You must do it before
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, because I think it's a lot more challenging up there.
29 milliliters is 1 ounce.
I don't even know what that means. That means nothing to me. That means nothing to me. So, there. I think, yes, you can go up there, and there is a little office where you could get your bracelet, but I don't think it's done. But I think it's possible, though. I think it's possible.
Mm-hmm. If you lose it, you
might
be
hoped. But it's better to just get it ahead of time. Get it ahead of time. Charge it up. Because otherwise you might be waiting a long time up there and you can hear the music happening and you can't get in, right?
Mm-hmm, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So
Just do it. So we're saying arrive in town, grab your sandwich or go for food.
Grab
go
some
for
beers.
Food and grab a sandwich and some beers.
Mm-hmm. For the pre-party picnic, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Get your wristband.
Yeah.
Charge it up, maybe 20
charge
euros.
Charge it up.
20 to 30 mm-hmm. euros.
And then how do you get up the hill?
Then, so there's buses that leave from... Right next to the bus station as well.
Okay.
Everything is right there. So you know where ITB building is. Right there by some of my...
So it's
like right there. And there's usually signs that will lead you.
The
buses.
Public broadcaster, the bus public broadcaster's headquarters are just there. And that's the ITB building.
So this is the
it's
building...
It's just one next door to...
Next to where you get your
practically
wristband.
Practically right next to...
So it's around
they're all kind of in this, like, a triangle
like
situation.
That, like, point you towards
yeah.
the bus.
And there's signs. There are usually signs.
In about one big kind of manzana. How do you say manzana again?
Block.
One big block.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
If you kind of imagine a New York-sized block, like a proper big block.
Big block, yeah.
It would all be within that space.
So you can go on buses that will leave every 10 minutes, and they will go up to the mountain, right?
Mm-hmm.
That or you can reserve a spot on a bus by the time and pay $3.50 for a spot at a certain time on a bus.
All right.
To get a more quicker.
Like a sitting,
otherwise, you just have to like line up or queue to wait for
how
first
do
come,
you,
first serve.
How would I reserve a spot on a bus?
Go on to the website.
Okay.
Who's
so
website?
If you go on to the website, the BBK Live website,
okay.
And you can reserve your spot on the bus.
Okay. All right. I see.
Sounds good. A little mini break?
Sure. Let's take a break.
Really sorry.
And we're back.
So, we were left off talking about the shuttles, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So, there are shuttles.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. We should close that window for any outdoor noise.
Yes, I forgot about
it. Do they take you right to the festival gates?
No, they do not.
Oh.
So, they kind of drop you... at a base point at the bottom of a mountain, essentially, and then you have to walk for about 20 minutes.
Okay. Oh, wow.
To like get to the entrance.
Everest base camp.
Yeah.
This is what we're talking
basically,
about.
Basically, yes.
All right.
You see green boots over here.
Yeah.
Dead.
Okay.
Do you know that?
No, I have no idea what that means.
There's a point on Everest where it's a guy who died many, many years ago, and they call him Green Boots. Oh, and man. You know you've gotten to this point because you just see his dead body on Everest. Never heard of Green Boots.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's high enough. I know base camp, but it's a freaking mess.
Yeah, so there's a guy called Green Boots who's laying there dead on Everest, and everybody calls him Green Boots. Anyway, you don't have to walk by any dead bodies, by the way.
You probably won't die walking up there as well.
It's a 20-minute walk.
It's a 20-minute walk. It's a bit of a hill.
It is a bit of a hill.
Chances are you won't die.
That's why you bring your beers with you, and you drink some beers on your walk, and you chit-chat with your friends, and just enjoy the... You know, enjoy the walk. You got some views of Bilbao.
Chat to other people on the way. You're in the
mountain. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful place.
Cool.
So there's that. And then if you want to camp, there is camping. Yes. Right? So you have to reserve a spot for camping. They've got glamping as well. And I suppose we read on the website today that there are shuttles that will take you and your gear.
So from the website to the camping
spot. Or from where they drop off people normally, or there's like special buses or something.
Yeah.
And then there's shuttles to for the campers to the campsite. And then once you're in the campsite, which is, we read, was like 3 kilometers from the festival. Yeah, saying
it could be up to 3 kilometers away. Wow. Which...
But they also have shuttles.
Okay.
Oh, good.
To bring people to the festival. So,
yeah. Also,
but we've never camped, so we don't really know what that experience is like. Yeah.
We definitely found out that in the campsites, you can take as much food and drink as you want.
Needed, required,
cool. As necessary.
As necessary, And what was the other thing? I don't know. I can't remember what the other thing about camping was. Oh, they won an award.
They won an award, like 2011.
Yeah.
Festival camping.
So there's that. Whoever rates these things. I'd love to. Wouldn't that be a great job? You just go around rating festival campsites.
Not me.
I could do it for a summer. I'd travel around for one summer.
As a paid job, I'd do it.
Exactly. Yeah, sure. You're being paid to go stay at these campsites at festivals. I'd do it.
I can think of things I'd rather do less. Yeah, for sure.
Exactly.
Yeah, you sort of convinced me, but it's not my first choice. But sure, thanks for the suggestions, guys.
Okay,
but I'm into the idea of a festival. So we're up there. I've got my bracelet. Okay, we've walked 3K and we've got the bus.
So at this point,
in
finish my foods.
Yeah, we have our bocadillo and our drinks outside, and then you go in,
And it's quite easy to actually get in once you're up there, right? Okay. Like,
There is a little bit of a search, security-wise.
They might check your bag, but they're very nice about it.
Yeah.
It's not like big nightclub security with Alsatians type vibe.
Yeah, there's no dogs sniffing.
They're kind of... It's more of like the friendly pat down.
Yeah. Nice. Or they just look in your, like, open your bag and you hold open your bag and they can show you. So, like, if you're willing, you could try to sneak something in, but I don't know.
Yeah.
You could try.
They never look to the bottom of my bag. I think they just look. Just
you open it and they look in, and then you're like, they're like, go ahead.
Yeah. Yeah.
So. If you're not selling friggin' loads of cans of beer, they're going to be fine with you.
Yeah.
Sounds nice.
Very reasonable.
Whereas, like, what other preps should you do? I always try to wear shoes that are, like, comfortable, but also could deal with mud.
Right.
Yeah.
Can become muddy, right?
Yeah, because you never know, because Bilbao is notoriously rainy.
It's outside, so it could get muddy.
There have been many years where it's been muddy. Yeah.
Walking shoes are good.
So it's good to have good shoes or shoes that you don't mind getting fucked up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like fiestas, right? You don't want to wear your best shoes into fiestas.
No.
You want to wear something that you don't mind. Like, I might have to throw these away after this is all done.
Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking old running shoes, like that kind of stuff.
Or just something that you can clean off easily.
Something washable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poncho. Bring a poncho.
Because of the rain. Right. Is it going to be hot? Is it going to rain?
Could.
Your sunscreen.
Yeah. I mean, so here's the thing. Like, it might rain because Bilbao does that.
Do that, yeah.
But the other thing is, it's the summertime, so if it doesn't rain, it's probably going to be pretty warm, yeah, pretty humid.
Yeah.
If the sun comes out, it's going to be heavenly. Mm-hmm. Intensely heavenly.
Well, I'm not a sun person, so I guess the comment is coming from a person who's really
unless
avoided.
It's like 35.
Okay, so sun cream, poncho, and sensible
shoes.
Just
be prepared.
Yeah.
We watched a show where we had all brought our ponchos, mm-hmm, and we were wearing our ponchos during this downpour.
Right.
To this incredible show. It was David Byrne.
Okay.
From Talking Heads.
I heard about that.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
Fucking great. And everybody was coming up to us. Where did you get the poncho? Where did you? We're like, we brought it. We brought it with us.
I live
they
here.
They all thought they were selling them there, and we were like, no, we brought these with us.
Yeah. But bring extra ones to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, there's a moneymaker. Sell some ponchos on the outside if it looks like the weather's going to turn sour. Be careful with in the DJ section if it is raining.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a very uneven ground, so there's often mud pools or you know mud puddles, and they often put like hay or something on top of it to try to avoid this. But just walking in a straight line is not going to be easy because you're gonna fall into a hole, right? Yeah, and then trip and then fall. Dips. I've seen it happen. I've seen people fall into the mud.
Okay. Ouch. So keep your eyes on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
If you're walking. Mm-hmm. Can be hard after a few drinks.
Could be hard.
For sure.
So is it like a big area that's closed in? Or
It's not closed in. Nothing's closed in.
Oh, really? But you have to, if you're showing your...
Yes. The park hole area is closed in, right? They've got fences up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But then there's sections, right? So I was talking about the DJ section, which is kind of like...
Is there like three sections?
Called the bosque, the forest.
Nice.
And that's where all the DJs are, like later in the night. Okay. Or all day. They're actually all day. But that's where everybody goes like at night. And mm-hmm. so like the ground will be muddy and... Mm-hmm. uneven.
Yeah, if it gets wet and if it's bad, it's
so just
bad there.
Watch where you're walking.
So what's the overview of the precincts?
Okay.
We've got the DJs at the forest.
So mm-hmm.
Two main stages, okay.
And so there are essentially two main stages, like in an L shape.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
So you could watch stage A.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a
band
on there.
And as soon as that ends,
then
the next one will start.
Yeah.
Like they've timed it so that you don't have two main
acts
going on at the same time.
Probably with time for you to go to the toilet and the bar.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Which, so bar, how should we navigate the bar?
Do we need any Basque?
I mean...
Might need
like if I
some
had
Basque.
No Basque and
there's
I
a
showed
lot of
up
young
there.
People working at the bars, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, like, if we want to get served faster, what kind of Basque should we use, Douglas? Do you have any advice?
Yeah,
I mean the standard way to say hey would be Aizu. It's like kind of like
Aizu.
Yep, up here. Yep, Aizu.
Aizu.
It's kind of like listen up or something like that. Mm-hmm. It's what it literally means.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I've never said that at a bar, but just, that's my personality because I'm mm-hmm. British enough that I would never.
Okay.
Okay.
But, you know, I would definitely say just by saying eskerrik asko at the end, you're going to get a smile and you're going to make that guy's time happier and nicer.
Because
every tourist that I say thank you, i.e. eskerrik asko in Basque, mm-hmm. that is usually a sure sign to just make a connection and have a nicer time than...
Yeah.
If you're going to say gracias in the Basque country, you may as well say thank you. Or, you know, merci for that matter. It means nothing for a local, but then if you make that little effort.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I guess... Mm-hmm. It's a bit of a lesson if I want to tell you how to order things in Basque. I'm sure that would...
Oh, I mean, just any key words.
Like you could say
over.
Two kachis. Kachi is Basque, right?
Yep.
Kachi means those giant beers.
It is. So it's kind of like
and
more kanya, about a liter.
And kanya is just kanya in Basque, right?
Kanya is kind of like a half a pint in English.
Yeah.
It's a standard... Big beer.
Standard beer. Well,
standard beer, not
beer,
big
not
beer.
Big beer, yeah.
It's not even a pint.
Kanya is a bit small can of beer, right? It's 300 milliliters ish.
So
I'm expecting with a caña.
Okay.
But then the cachi is not a pint either. It's like a big.
That's more like 600 milliliters.
Yeah.
In milliliters. So that would be more like a pint and a bit.
Yeah.
Maybe a pint and a quarter or a pint and a half.
So how about, I'm at the bar.
Mm-hmm.
There are some local people nearby. I think they're local.
Yeah.
What would be a phrase just to say hello or something? Just to...
Aupa. Aupa is kind of like...
Aupa.
What's up? Kind of like...
Aupa.
Haya, right?
Like it's, you do in the mountain, right? When you're
walking the mountain. Yeah. Kaisho is a little bit too formal for that situation, right? You're in a... Kaisho is the standard hello in Basque.
Kaisho is formal.
It's a bit too formal for
at a bar.
Feel, yeah. Like if it's a nicer bar, that's you're getting champagne and Kaisho is very appropriate.
Usually what we order.
I mean,
what are these ones? Oh. Not mussels. What's the other ones that you get raw?
Oh, oysters. Oh, that's an oyster bar.
That's a Kaisho bar for me.
Kaisho.
But I guess just Aupa. Silan is how you doing? Like Silan, nice and easy.
Silan.
What's up?
Silan.
How
Silan.
Is it going? And then Ondo is good. So Ondo.
Ondo. Yeah.
It's all going good. So.
Ondo.
Yeah. If you hear a Silan, you can go Ondo, and then it's good at Casco. Thank you.
Ondo.
And then you're already part of their family, so they're gonna teach you the rest the best they want you to speak. But yeah. That's good advice, good basics for the bar.
Yeah, because I think the people working are locals, right? They're all just kids working.
Yeah, that would be nice.
And so they probably would be more inclined to be friendly to you if you are speaking to them in Basque.
It's nice to
second
try,
time
right?
you go.
It's polite to try. Yeah. It's nice.
We've already established we're probably not going to have only one drink. So if you go back to the same bar, that person's even
same
if
bartender.
You, if you just use,
they might remember you.
The Skidicasco at the end, right?
And they might not give you so much foam on your beer.
There you go.
So, because they know you're not some tourist from out of town.
Skidicasco. Skidicasco.
There you got it.
Okay, so I was already I'm probably not the first person to say this, but the thing that I remembered was a scary cat show.
Oh,
so if you say a scary cat show, it's kind of closer to it,
for the Anglophones.
just some kind of a meaning. Just say
it's a noisy music festival. So let's let it slide.
Yeah. A scary cat show wins. It's a winner. Make popular.
That is super good advice.
Yeah, you might get a free drink. Who knows?
Excellent.
You'll never get a free drink.
Yeah, you won't. You won't get
You're not going to get a free drink. Those people are monitored to the T. Like, this festival used to be so different than it is now. Like, we didn't have the bracelets that monitored everything we were ordering. This is all new.
So pre-bracelets, what was that? So it was just
you just went up and paid in cash.
Okay.
Or with your card. It just went up like a chosna, you know? Mm-hmm. It wasn't like a...
And so they were just like chosnas, just like
fiestas? Yeah.
Well, that sounds nice.
It was nice. It was nice before it became all corporate-y, you know?
Fuck the banks.
I know, the banks. We have an episode on Kucha Bank, by the way. Just Bibica.
Yeah, the new name of Bibica is Kucha Bank. It's funny, they didn't change the festival to Kucha Bank. It doesn't sound as nice.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't.
Kucha Bank Festival sounds ridiculous.
It's stupid.
BBK. For those who don't know Basque and the Basque country very well, even listening to our podcast, you might not realize, but just the way you write Basque, there's a lot of K's because we don't have a C letter. So any sound like a K, we write like a K. So for Spanish people or French people who don't even use K, it's always oh my God. And then we've got a lot of X's for the sound sh, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
TX's.
So BBK, it's sound. Very Basque, and all Basque and K's. And
mm-hmm. Yeah.
It works way better. So we're up there.
Do we have? Yeah, we're up there. That's it. Just enjoy yourself and like the stories, the bad stories, the crimes, if you will.
Yeah.
I know of a coworker of Bobby's was punched in the face for calling somebody out for cutting the line.
Oh right. Okay.
Yeah. Like came to work the next day with two black eyes.
So maybe don't jump the line at a bar.
Or don't call some meathead out on it. I don't know. Like that's the problem.
It's
like,
good advice for any festival.
It's not his fault that he got punched in the face. It's this meathead, you know, that got in his face. Yeah. And then another friend was pushed by a man for some altercation. Another friend was robbed. A man came up to him and started dancing with him. And then his wife was like, he's robbing you.
Oh my God.
Because she saw him getting robbed while he was dancing with this man.
And so he was taking him a while or something. So,
you can be robbed, of course.
Happily dancing with his mother. The same things
that can happen to you. Yeah. So, okay. Yes. That's so, good. Like, yeah, these things can happen to you anywhere, and this is the same thing you need to be cautious about, you know.
Yeah.
People can start fights with you, or they can be assholes and rob you.
Can we talk about the talking crime?
Oh, yes. Let's talk about the talking crime.
I don't know where this is going.
People like to chat.
Yes.
People like to chat.
If you have not been to a lot of live shows here, you won't know. Because
I haven't.
They just chit-chat the whole time a concert's going on.
Yeah, that's
in
the Basque Country. Yeah.
If we were going to say, like, in Bilbao...
Like me in a football game.
Do people talk quieter, or is it louder? Like,
I would just say there was a concert... I think I was watching Radiohead. And I couldn't hear the band because of all the people around me talking.
Yeah.
So we just had to move forward and keep getting forward.
I've had to do that.
Because I was like, I can't believe I cannot hear the band.
Yeah.
Because all these people around me are just talking.
But the sound wasn't too low. It's just people. People
were just loudly talking around.
People adjust to the sound level.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, there's a lot to talk about.
I mean, I worked in a bar for many years and I was the doorman for most of the time, but. Like, that was part of my responsibility. Like, people who'd come to me and say, the music is too loud. And at some point, we could control it, right? Before they put, like, a machine that, like, capped it at whatever decibels are as a max. And it can't go over that. Mm-hmm. But I knew that that was a thing. We could start at 40 or 50% with, like, two or three groups in a bar.
But once it got more people...
There's a point where we could put it at max, and it's just people just really...
Everybody's just shouting.
Yeah, and so then the people are doing more decibels than the music, and we just can't do anything about it.
Yeah. They're like, turn it up!
You turn it down, you can listen to the music.
But
people like to speak here. It's a very social place to come to.
I guess on the flip side of that, you can get... If people are talking a lot, they will be. Like, if people are talking a lot, you can get very close to the stage, right?
You can get
very,
That's more fun.
You can be, like, right next to the performer.
Compared to, like, other festivals that I've been to, like, it's fairly intimate. Like, you can get...
Very true.
You can get within good... heckling distance of a performer.
You could heckle them if you want.
You can really distract them from their set. you can ruin an hour of their life if you want.
Yeah, but that's rude. That's a crime.
Yeah, that would be crime.
Another crime. We've heard a lot of
not to heckle,
crimes.
But to just appreciate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm liking it.
Do you have a best experience, Tom?
You haven't said any worst yet.
Do you have a worst experience?
I've never been to one, so I'm sorry I can't contribute.
I don't have a really bad one.
A worst festival experience?
Mm-hmm.
No, BBK.
Mm.
Okay.
Anything? Did you trip in the mud?
Did you fall in the mud?
Too much foam in your beer. I mean, that's a crime.
I mean, you said that.
Some 16-year-old. That's already like fearing here, it. And you're like, no, you can't give me a glass of foam.
Yeah, I'm not gonna pay €10 for a glass of half foam.
It's generally a sad time going to the bar, but only for the prices and the warm beer.
Yeah.
But
and there is food up there, huh? We did mention that.
You did. But we also didn't recommend it.
But it's not great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's good to know. Good to know.
I've committed crimes to get into festivals before now.
Ooh,
to
Tommy.
Get into where? Into festivals?
And,
festivals.
And I live in the Basque country now, right? Like, like I've lived here for like 8 years. I'm essentially Basque.
Yes.
In my mind, like, I can remember, like, yeah, many surnames.
More than eight.
Yeah,
even if they're not
more
yours.
Than eight. Like, at least one. At least one. Yeah. But generally, like to get into Bebekar is like, it's such an easy experience that I feel like crime isn't necessary.
Oh, nice.
But then there's been like festivals in the UK where it's been a bit tough to get into. I can remember showing up to a WOMAD festival, and it was like
world music. I'd go to
and
I don't even know what that is.
So it's like World of Music and Dance or something.
Okay.
And it's something that's put on by like,
I didn't even know the music and dance part was part of WOMAD.
Peter Gabriel or something. It's
oh,
like, but like the actual, like, aside from him, like the actual event is kind of cool. There's like Tibetan monks, like with bowls,
mm-hmm.
like on the main stage, things
okay.
like that, at 3 in the afternoon.
Okay.
West African drums.
Yeah. It's
the didgeridoo kind of
exactly.
stuff. Like
that kind of stuff.
But I do remember showing up and getting there, and I'd gone down for the weekend to meet someone, I got there, and the lo and behold, there's this like great sign outside saying like all sold out, weekend tickets all sold out. And so I'd just gotten offered this kind of 4-hour train journey, and like I'm there, and I'm like, okay, this.
And you didn't have tickets, I'm guessing.
I did not have tickets.
Okay. Important part of
like,
the
next to no money. I had like a ramshackle tent, like just like,
ooh, you wanted this camp as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah,
oh,
and
gosh.
I was gonna camp as well. I was like, all right, how are we gonna do this? And so I can remember deciding to just like go along to the police tent and like pretend that like I'd been mugged.
Oh, nice one.
Which I thought that was going to be a good idea, right?
You would.
And so
police in the UK are so nice.
Were
imagining
they red flagging
the
you? Did you get on a list?
To be honest, they were absolutely lovely. They were absolutely lovely.
I bet they
like,
were.
Like, I really, so to give it a bit of context, I was like 21, maybe 22. I was an absolute idiot, like peak idiot years of like,
yeah.
Oh, I can get into places,
I hear
and
you.
let's just try things and see what happens. I was like very, very underprepared. I do remember kind of like for some reason, I thought it would be a good idea to scuff up my jeans or something, like rolling
oh,
around.
As in,
myself in dust
right,
or something,
right.
like I'd been thrown
to
the ground.
I was fighting for my wallet.
I had to fight for it. I fought them. And kind of like just putting on a pathetic accent or a pathetic voice.
Oh,
and like,
my gosh.
I was just lining up that somebody took my ticket
oh
and
my
I don't
gosh.
Know what to do. They were so nice. They took me on to like another cabin, like another place, and somebody sat me down, and another person brought me a cup of tea.
Aww.
Whoa, that is so.
They brought me a cup
British.
Of tea.
Yeah,
and like a festival port cabin, they brought me a cup
because
of tea.
A cup of
definitely
tea.
Not best
yeah.
from the police.
And then so. They asked me a bit about it, and I was like, yeah, I was just like in line, I had it out, like it was a present, like friends gave
yeah,
it me
acting skills,
like, I know, like wasted
this
wasted,
is the show of your
like,
life yeah.
And then it got to this point where the interviewer asked me, she said like, so what did it look like? I was like, oh, I mean, like, in my mind, it's like, oh, fuck.
You didn't go racist,
did
you?
Why didn't I not think of this?
On the spot.
Because I would have thought, that's the first thing I thought when you started telling this story was like, did they show you some mugshots? Like, pick out the perpetrator.
No. It's just like, what did like the ticket lineup, look like? Ticket look like? And that's all I had to think of is like to know what the ticket looked like.
Even the ticket, yeah.
Well, that's smart that you thought of what the ticket looked like.
No.
You hadn't thought of that.
I hadn't.
20s. So, 20s. You don't think things through.
So I'd gone through there. I decided this was a plan. And she asked me, what did the ticket look like? My heart sunk, right? Like, I had no idea. It was a gift. I didn't know. I haven't really looked at it. And for some reason, she got our ticket from a drawer and was like, did it look like this?
Yes.
I was like, that's my ticket. Is that my ticket? Have you got my ticket?
It's a mini present. It's not a mini present. Yeah.
And that's some kind of a miracle in itself. She was like, yeah, that's what they look like. And then I was in.
Nice.
And you got in.
Nice. And I
10 points, 10 points.
I got in.
You got
Thank
it,
you.
Tom.
I got well into done. The festival.
Good job, Tom.
Thank well you.
Don't think that'll work in Basque Country. There's no cups of tea. No cups of tea.
There will be no cups of tea, for sure.
No.
It's a good
in
one.
Any other festival.
Or now we're the positives. Any top things from festivals from you guys then?
Ooh.
Best memory.
Well,
best
okay,
memory.
So I saw The Cure at Bebica Live.
Did you?
Yes. And it was... something had happened with the power. The power went out. And they were supposed to start their show.
Mm.
And there was no power.
They're probably
Or
angry
there was no,
backstage.
Like, something was happening technically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so Robert Smith came out with an acoustic guitar.
Ooh,
and he fucking performed Boys Don't Cry.
Christ.
Acoustic for the crowd to like, sorry guys, sorry this is happening.
And he just played
Boys Don't Cry.
What a champion.
Acoustic.
Beautiful.
And it was like, oh my God. It was amazing.
Wow.
Swag.
Yeah, it was amazing.
Wow. Good one, Jillian. Good one.
Yeah, that was the best thing I can remember about Bebica Live.
Beautiful.
Because
like,
I have loved The Cure since like 89, since I was junior high, because my best friend was fucking obsessed with them. So I was forced to be into them. And it took me a while to get on board. Because I was really into, like, hair bands. So I was trying to convince her that my bands were the coolest. She was always trying to convince me that The Cure was the coolest. And she fucking won in the end because The Cure is fucking good.
Everybody loves The Cure. Loves The Cure.
How can you not love The Cure?
Yeah, even if they think they don't, like...
They're like, come on, play this song. And you're going to be like, come on, that's a good song, come on.
Yeah.
So that was amazing.
Nice.
That was my best experience at Bebica Live.
It's beautiful.
That
sounds amazing.
I'd feel like going more if I hadn't heard it. It's very cool.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've had a lot of great times there. Like, I have seen so many shows that I would have never seen otherwise in this span of time that I've lived here and that I've been going to this festival.
Yeah, I don't know.
These bands, I would have been like, I would have never seen these bands otherwise.
The history of the music festival, I don't know much about, but it is crazy how they do have some really good contacts, right? Mm-hmm. They're bands that you would more expect to see in Madrid or Paris than in Bilbao. It's kind of, we're not that big.
Yeah, it's like a random little spot.
We're not even a million.
Yeah.
We're not even a million.
Yeah.
But it's a very... you know, banks. I mean, you know, we got money, so I think somehow it's the money that brings them.
Of course, it's always the money.
Yeah, I think like aside from the band area. So this is going back to what we were talking about before, where I was saying that it's like an L shape.
Right.
There's an area off to the side, the Basoa.
The forest.
The DJs are
the forest,
forest.
Yeah,
the
which
forest.
I feel like
Basso is forest
deserves like a proper mention because the bands.
That's where you have to work out for the potholes.
That's where you have to watch out. Okay, so it's a forest. You're walking into the forest. There's an area in the forest, like
where
there's one particular DJ stage where you'll have to walk through like the tree roots, whatever, like to get there. And also like it doesn't really get going until like the main band stop. And so by the time it's time to go there, it's more or less carnage in terms of like in terms of bodily ability to like manage like the levels on the ground and not fall over, that kind of stuff.
Fun.
So the basso is incredible.
Okay.
It's very fun. Very good.
So highlight, make sure you go to the forest, the bassoa. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Hang out.
Stay all night. Done it a many times.
So what?
Yeah.
Does it finish? And then we have to walk 5 down. 5 a.m. Is then that?
We, yeah, well, no, later, like
I
7.
Think
I think it
finishes at 7.
That's a good time.
And then, but I don't think I've ever stayed till 7. Right. I think I've gotten home at 7, because I left at like 6, and then it took me like an hour to walk home.
Same.
Okay. Cool. Nice. Well,
you're like, I gotta get home. I gotta come back up here tomorrow.
Like, it's late. I've only got so many hours
there are
sleep.
Things to do.
I've got to get up and eat.
I have to go to sleep and then eat something and then come right back up here. Mm-hmm. So it's a real challenge. It's a war. It's war. Mm-hmm. It's like the fiestas. It's war. You just have to get ready for it.
Yeah. So there's preparation.
You just
there's,
get through it.
This actually
and it's
sounds
very enjoyable.
I like it.
It is. It makes you think this sounds like maybe it's advice, right? Like, it's like, go home. Yeah, go home at some point. Like, you don't have to stay till 7.
You don't.
Especially if you're camping.
Yeah.
And the bus is down, I think, stop at like 5. Like, I can't remember what hour. We should have looked that up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so it's good to know.
I think the shuttle's check. Down.
They do, like...
they stop at maybe 2 or something. It's, like, pretty early they stop going down the buses.
I think so.
It's, like, 2, so then you're, like, on your own.
Or you
after
have to
that.
Walk
the
down
bus is
to
down.
The
so you walk
the,
down.
Or call a
and
taxi,
a lot of people
I
walk down to, like, Sama Mays.
Mm-hmm. Guess you can...
Because it's, like, right down there.
Yeah.
And then everybody's trying to get a taxi. So I've been there, too, where you walk down and you go to Sama Mays to try to get a taxi and there's, like, a line.
Never gonna happen. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Never gonna happen. Mm-hmm. So we just always just walk home.
And there's, like, 5 Ubers in Bilbao, so don't count
yeah,
on that.
Yeah, don't
either.
Count on Uber, no.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's a bit
should
of.
Should we wrap it up?
Good points. Yeah, thank you for the inspiration. It's a bit late.
Come on, Douglas.
Come join us.
It's only a week away.
A bit late for me there for this week for this year. I'm not gonna make any efforts this year, but I did like some of those descriptions.
It's a good time.
And,
it's a good time.
It sounds very fun. So, thanks for the intro and for the
thank you, Tom, for joining us this
the
thank you so
time.
Much for having me.
Yeah. So, that's it. Thank you for listening. And
we bid you.
Good.